From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Meltman reporting. Washington prepares for the inauguration of Donald Trump. Washington is a city in transition this week as President Barack Obama prepares to give way to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. Excited Trump supporters are flocking to the city to celebrate the inauguration of the 45th president, but anti-Trump protesters are also expected to be out in force for Friday's presidential inauguration, as we hear from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
In Washington, the ritual of preparing for Donald Trump's inauguration is well underway, complete with parade marchers and stand-ins rehearsing the oath of office. At his news conference last week, Trump promised his inauguration would be memorable.
The 20th is going to be something that will be very, very special, very beautiful. And I think we're going to have massive crowds because we have a movement. It's a movement like the world has never seen before.
Trump's inauguration has already sparked protests among those opposed to his plans to tighten immigration and to do away with Obama's health care law. And more than 30 congressional Democrats say they will stay away. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning and a retired U.S. Marine Corps general are among the 273 people who were either pardoned or had their prison sentences commuted Tuesday by President Obama. Manning had been sentenced to 35 years in prison in 2013 after a military court convicted her of turning over more than 700,000 classified U.S. military documents to WikiLeaks in 2010. Retired Marine Corps General James Cartwright, a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was also among those receiving a pardon. VOA News. A series of strong earthquakes hit central Italy on Wednesday, including the capital of Rome, forcing schools to be evacuated and rail links to close, although there were no immediate reports of serious damage or injury. The multiple tremors, including three above magnitude 5, were clustered around a region which was battered by a spate of deadly quakes last year. Buildings in Rome wobbled, and the city's underground metro system was shut as a precaution. Schools across the capital were also closed. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is warning European nations to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they are certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week. Biden said in his final address in Davos, Switzerland, with many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts.
Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence.
Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Donald Trump. Iraq's military says government forces are now in full control of eastern Mosul after routing Islamic State militants from that part of the northern Iraqi city. The advance, more than 3 months since the operation to free Mosul started in October, comes following Iraqi troops' push over the past days in the last IS-held neighborhoods in Mosul's east, closing in on the Tigris River that roughly divides the city. Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city and the Islamic State group's last urban stronghold in the country, fell to IS in the summer of 2014 when the militant group captured large swaths of northern and western Iraq. At least 33 people have been killed, several dozen injured after an explosives-laden vehicle targeted a camp housing armed groups in northern Mali. That news comes from a local official who says the morning blast hit the Joint Operational Mechanism base in the city of Gao. The base houses hundreds of fighters, including members of armed groups that signed Mali's 2015 peace agreement. A Nigerian military airstrike killed more than 50 people Tuesday in what officials are calling an accidental bombing during an operation targeting the militant group Boko Haram. The military initially said the airstrike in Ran had a camp for people internally displaced by Boko Haram, but presidential spokesman Femi Adesina told VOA it struck a civilian area. Adesina said there had been some Boko Haram activities nearby. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.